You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
But I can't fly. No, you never crash if you don't try. Took it to the edge, now I know I'm never gonna live if you're too scared to die.
You're listening to the Rick and Bubba Show, the two sexiest fat men alive.
I'm gonna cut to the chase and I'm gonna speak to you, the next generation. Breathe. If you don't, you'll suffocate. You have a soul. Be careful with it. Don't be a turd. If you're strong, be a protector, and if you're smart, be a humble influencer. Strength and intelligence can be weapons, and do not wield them against the weak. Doesn't matter what it is, earn it. Reach out to someone in pain, be of service, it feels good, and it's good for your soul. God is real. God loves you. God wants the best for you. Believe that. I do. Learn to pray. It's easy, and it's so good for your soul. And finally, nobody is perfect. People are going to tell you you're perfect just the way you are. You're not. You are imperfect. You always will be. But there is a powerful force that designed you that way. And if you're willing to accept that, you will have grace. And grace is a gift. And like the freedom that we enjoy in this country, that grace was paid for with somebody else's blood. Do not forget it.
Seven minutes past the hour. Welcome in to the Rick and Bubba Show. We thank you so much for being with us. Another day, here we are, right? Eddie Van Adler, he is here. I am Speed alongside Greg Burgess, Michael Helms. Good Time Gang. We'll get you through the kickoff hour. Rick and Bubba join us in 1 hour from now. Your phone calls are on the table. You always produce this hour with us, so feel like you can be involved if you'd like. 866-WE-BE-BIG. Now, they might be unscreened, but that's part of it. The Wheel of Meat, it's in play today. It could spin. So we got a lot to talk about. Rick and Bubba University today, the podcast, will be recorded today and hit this weekend with Rhett Walker. Looking forward to that, catching up with Rhett. So a lot to do today, and you're a big part of it. Let's bring them in. Over to my right, it's Mr. Greg Burgess and Michael Helms. What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Hey, hey.
Y'all good?
Oh, yeah. Pretty good.
Good, good. We're here and ready for another day, and I brought a little bitty happy in. Did y'all see that?
Well,
huh?
You I'm did. Tell you I something. Already got in it.
Mm-hmm. Have you really?
Yeah.
Really good.
I don't know if Adler knows. I know he's in the TV room listening right now. But, you know, Terry.
I'm going to get one more.
Yep. The woman that has made protein balls has also now made some cookies for the staff that are a little different. She ventured off and put some like almost like cake chocolate on top of the cookie. I don't know what it's called. I think it has
chocolate
a name.
Chocolate cake cookie.
We could call it that. Yeah. And I've texted her because I did leave the house and forgot to ask her that. But let me just tell you what I had to do. She made it for another family. Her and some other moms made it for another family that's going through a big move. And, you know, for about 48 hours when you're moving – your world's upside down, so they made them.
You ain't got time to make cookies.
No,
much less eat them.
So they each made like you know, a platter or two for them, and then Terry said, "I'll make some sweets," and so they're going to deliver them to them today. And she had about 12 cookies left over, and I said, "Those have got to get out of this house because I know I will eat about 80% of them if you don't." And the boys love sweets too. And I'm like, so as bad as I have to say this, I want them out of the house. And she said, well, you think the show would want them? And I'm like, do I think the show would want them? Yes. They don't stand a chance. They won't see an hour into the show.
Yep.
And they're good. Greg, you had some.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Well, I'll say this. Last night, we were Marco Poloing, and you gave us a message and showed them to mm-hmm. us. And I thought, if he tells us that he's bringing those mm-hmm. and then don't, mm-hmm. I'm going to be very frustrated. They look delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I can't wait to get
y'all will know what I'm talking about here. I had to strategically put them where I wouldn't forget.
Yeah.
So I put
I have that spot in my house too yeah. where I kind of pile up everything.
Forget. Yeah.
The if I don't put it there, I won't take it.
So I put it by my bag.
Yeah.
That I take with the laptop in it and all this kind of stuff. And then I even went to I even put my keys on top of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, now I won't forget them. And I did. Almost did. I looked in them. I said, oh, I almost
gotta get
in
there before Bubba gets here.
Boy, but do you? Because that's the only thing. It might just make y'all mad. You know when you have something and it's not enough, and now it's like, well, I'm just mad.
I just need one. Need one. I'm gonna get me one and hide it like I do sometimes with my breakfast.
I know you got that facial hair continuing.
Yeah.
So you going full beard, you think?
No. I think I'm going to go stubble. We'll keep it. This is probably about as long as I'm going to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll trim it down.
Yeah.
Just a little facial hair. A little facial hair. Amanda likes it.
Yeah.
And I don't have to shave as much.
Yeah, I get that.
I can't stand shaving. Like, I really can't.
I know.
If there was one thing, I know how they have these, trying to shave
your head.
I know they have these procedures and stuff that you can get done, whatever, but I just don't like shaving. I'll still shave around the neck. You know me, I don't like the neck beard stuff. I think that's gross.
I will go every day, but I've really tried now every other day.
Yeah.
And when it's shave day, you're like, gosh, I might. But, you know, I shave in the shower, you know, head and all. I got a bald head for
sure.
Those who don't know.
Yeah.
And
clarify.
And you know, you gotta lather up in there and knock it out. But it extends the shower a little bit. And on the like today was a non shave day.
Okay.
And so it was a quick shower, just boom, in and out. And those because to your point, it's like I hate shaving.
I know. Nice.
What a bip.
It is a bip. But this'll I don't know. I guess I got to buy a razor or something.
Yeah.
I've never really used one of those trimmers on my face. I've always just let it grow till I'm done with it,
right.
Which is usually like 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and then I shave it with a straight razor.
Right,
and that's all I do.
Mm.
Yeah,
I guess I could do that and just let it keep growing back over and over.
You could, and which would be funny.
Not wrong with that,
Greg, I've got a bit of news for you that you'll just love,
okay.
And you love stuff like this just because people are so dumb.
Yeah,
you know
a lot of that out there.
So in New York City, oh, you got the subway system, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
I remember when my Uncle Duke, and he's been a big part of the show's history. When he lived in New York for so long, he would come home once a year, once every 2 years. And he would drive when he got home, the family car, and he would say, this is the first time I've driven in a year, because if you live in the city in New York, you just run the subway.
You never walk drive. Or subway. Care. Or
Yeah, I mean, it's a big part of
would
your
life.
Would
y'all do that? Would y'all be subway people probably if you live there?
Well, but he said it's so hard to find a parking spot.
Yeah.
You can't park and everything. It's easier just jump on the subway and go. And so
Greg
I guess
would probably
I would.
Have his own driver. He probably wouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, probably. Right.
Did you know that they had a law about public urination? I mean, I think that's probably a good law, right?
I think most places have that law.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we probably violated it.
And I'm going to clean this up. But
I have for sure.
It didn't cover number two. It didn't cover that. The law didn't.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things you just go ahead and go, well, if you can't do that, you probably can't do the other, mm-hmm. right?
But you're right. There's a technicality. If it's called public urination, mm-hmm. Number two is not urination.
Do you know that on the subway system in New York, there is a problem with
people take dumps in there a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
So the New York, in
the subway?
Yeah. So New York,
you're on the subway. Mm. You look, no pals over there, just bowed up.
Imagine going in a subway car where after somebody's left one.
Oh, come on, like animals.
So New York City is officially banning defecating on subway trains.
So it took to 2020 for us to actually come up with a law. Of course, again, I know they assume people, if you can't urinate, you obviously can't do the other.
Yeah.
Because then you're in all kinds of violations.
Mm-hmm. But I think about
it. So now we've said, hey, look, so basically,
to the point.
If you got charged with taking a dump.
Yeah.
On the, according to the law, it says urination. So technically, you didn't break the law, right?
Right.
Like you said, I guess.
Well,
I mean, I look common sense here.
Is that
look,
not sad? I mean, think back to your stomach attack a week ago, Helms. Okay.
And good the thing you went on the subway.
The handle you were in, and you were running in stores and trying to find a bathroom, and then you go into a convenience store, then there's a line, which is awful. Now you're having to stand there.
I can see that guy right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, think about just going, well, I can't get in there. Let me just hunker down right here. You know, and do an air squat up against the, you know, a wall, the wall squat or something. Just go, here we go. Y'all deal with that. And then you just leave.
You would think, okay, this is going to sound.
Who does that?
Look, I know we're breaking this down.
God,
this is not potty humor. This is medical. I'm asking medically here.
Oh, don't. No.
So can, I mean.
You're zipped all the way up to the neck, too. Something about it.
The public urination thing, usually when you poop, you go number one, too. Usually urinate.
Oh, you're saying they could probably
Could probably get them on the urination charge, even though they were.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know what I mean?
But I guess they had to be more specific because, as you know, human beings, we didn't realize that that would be against the law.
Uh-huh.
You had to write it out for us.
Golly, that's unbelievable.
Wouldn't that just fall under indecent exposure?
I mean, when I go number two, I usually go number one.
Wouldn't that just fall under indecent exposure?
I mean, you know what I mean? Y'all have the same issues.
Yeah, you'd think.
But it's a story, okay?
So they had to pass a law.
Yep, from Fox 5 out of New York. It's a story
today.
And
they just now in 2020 decided we got to get this on the books.
They're putting new rules into effect to try to rein in the homeless problem in New York City subway system. Among the new rules, it's banning defecating on subway trains and subway stations. Previous rules only address public urination. So they were getting around it.
If you're the person who would publicly take a dump on the subway, you probably don't care whether there's an ordinance against it or not.
Yeah.
Just say it. I doubt you're concerned with it.
So there you go. So for those of you
who are in New York, Speedy, and you get in that situation again, or Hams, either one of you, you can't do it on the subway. You're going to get a citation.
Believe it or not, you're going to have to find a bathroom.
As bad as that was in that bathroom in the gas station, they should have gave me a citation for that.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Minutes past the hour. What's up? I don't know if I can, Helmsy. I don't know. But you definitely need to talk about yours. This is where, welcome back. It is the Rick and Bubba Show. It's the kickoff hour. We're continuing an off-air conversation on air as we get back. And we were talking about what we were about to talk about, this segment. And Helmsy's got a funny Zoom story, and I have one as well. But I just don't know if I can tell mine. It might be too early.
I'll tell you this. It's much better than mine.
Oh, it's good.
Mine's funny because it's just the seriousness of the situation.
Yeah.
So last night, I'm a part of a Bible study, just attend via Zoom on Wednesday nights. They meet at the church, but I just stay at home and do it Zoom just with all this virtual training online, all this stuff with three kids. It's just better because here's what happens. It's an hour and 15 minutes. If I go up there, now we've 2 hours.
You're gone,
So
where's Daddy?
And so last night we've been dug in for 45 minutes. It's good. It's deep. It's we're all learning. We're all taking notes. And all of a sudden somebody evidently took the mute off their. And I don't know who it was because the way it labeled it, that's the first thing I thought. I was thinking, please let this be Rick because Rick's a part of it too, or Jordy because he's a part. I was like, who's doing this?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you hear a speaker in a drive-thru window, "May I take your order?" And all of a sudden you hear, "Yeah, I'd like a number 8, spicy, I'll take some fries." It is right in the middle
of
way. Give me one of those too.
And you know
it's just interrupting the whole thing.
The entire thing.
Y'all, that just, mute button is so important.
And they were fine. And the moderator, facilitator, whatever you want to call it, He's usually good about making sure everybody, you can take your mute off at any point when you got questions or those type things. And so I guess he just didn't realize it. But he went and ordered him a spicy something. It was, I think you said number 8.
Mm.
Could be wrong on the number, but he did clarify spicy. Of course, then it made me hungry because I always order. There's two places where there's a spicy option that I always get. I just assumed he's at one of those two places. Then I started thinking about the fries he was getting. Because at one place I like their fries, the other place I don't. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't want fries if I was there. So Paul's view on the gospel went to a spicy whatever he was ordering. Yeah. I guess it was a chicken sandwich.
Right.
It was loud.
Sure. Well, you know, 2020 has brought us these Zoom stories where I guess it used to be a conference call story. You know, hey, I had a conference call. I was on a meeting. Well, now everything's Zoom. Zoom this, Skype this, whatever. Yeah. I think I got a way to do it. I'll be extremely vague.
I wish you would, because
I was part of a Zoom meeting as well.
Yeah.
And the Zoom meeting goes along, and there's a lot of people in the Zoom meeting. Have you ever been in those where it's like just countless people are in the Zoom meeting? They've sent out the information and hey, join in and hey, important information, you got to know it. And so it's going along, and part of the Zoom meeting is there's other guests in the Zoom meeting that need to get information to the group, okay? Well, throughout the Zoom call, one family in particular did not have their microphone muted. And
wow, seems to be a running theme.
The person that was mainly on the call representing that family tended to comment a lot on the subject matter of the meeting.
But didn't want to comment to everyone.
No, them, so. She was just talking out loud.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Oh my gosh.
It's almost like the eye roll out loud.
Yeah, right. I'm like, oh, this is so boring. You could hear her. Okay.
and so, don't you love that?
So then it all
this
gets
is a bunch of crap.
And you know me, it's driving me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But yet, we're tied up on the phone. And so I'm like, I'm in the call. I couldn't text her. I'm tied, you know. So it's over, right? It's over, and now questions are on the table. Anybody got a question? And look, we're all hoping, okay?
Sure.
Please, don't anybody have a question, okay?
Right. Like we used to
then one person has a question, and I guess this family knew this person asking the question. And so when she says, I have one, whatever, this person that didn't mute went, oh, of course she does. And I'm running around the house.
You can't believe it. You can't believe it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, of course.
Of course she does.
And you're helpless because you can't do anything.
No, you hung out.
Can you imagine Texas she got later? Hey.
Yeah, hey, you're broadcasting.
I heard you.
Well, you've got one of the greatest broadcasting stories. Oh, but God. Now this is the new, hey, you're broadcasting.
Yeah.
You know, you being this was the name of a CD because of this story.
Yeah. People used to sit on the microphone and not realize it. And we would hear the mic key and we'd all start listening. Oh, it's going to be good.
Back when you worked with the power
company. When I worked with the power company in them trucks, we'd think, oh, this is about to be good.
Mm-hmm.
You hear them in the back going, all right, there you go.
But the story that is so famous is when the guys were in the truck and wasn't somebody walking to the truck. And
driving
they,
towards them because they heard them. Was waving them and they were wanting to know what that blanky blank wanted.
he's coming up hard.
Yeah. And they're reckon what that stupid,
the whole
for
time.
Lack of a, I'm not going to tell you what they said.
They had it keyed the whole time, and you're broadcasting.
Yeah.
So now the new thing is on Zoom calls, if you don't have the mute button on, hey, you broadcast.
I'm constantly looking. Like every 10 minutes, I'm moving my mouse just to make sure I haven't accidentally put on the video or the mute.
Right.
Because I
there's nothing. What's the worst feeling?
It is.
When you're the one that did it.
How many times?
And you know, I get it. You go, well, you're just saying the truth. Yeah, you are. But sometimes the truth, people don't need to hear it.
How many times? When the mic was unmuted, how many times do you think we, to y'all's point, we're looking at ours?
It
better not be. But y'all, when it opened up to questions, and that woman had a question, and she said,
"Of course she does."
Well, of course she does. Oh my goodness!
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
I hate to say this, but I don't think we got the toes here to pull this off.
You're listening to The Rick and Bubba Show.
25 minutes till top of the hour. What's happening? Kickoff hour is live. Rick and Bubba join us at the top of the hour. Eddie Van Adler, he's got TV rolling. We look forward to having old Richard back in studio today. The full crew will be in here, so looking forward to that. Willa Meats on the table. It's in place. Rick and Bubba University, the podcast, will feature Rhett Walker this week.
Oh man.
So we also look forward to that a lot happening. As we roll on back, we were talking last segment about these Zoom meetings now. Everybody's got a meeting this, meeting that, and the unmuted person in the conversation that should be muted and that audio getting picked up is pretty funny stuff. And some of the stories that are being emailed in are pretty funny, too. So this is not just us, Helmsy. Well, it's out there.
And here's what's funny about it. So for 20 weeks now, I host a meeting on Thursdays around lunch.
20.
It's part of the man
weeks.
Church.
I got a voice.
And
2-0.
Here's what's funny is I have to moderate this stuff as you're actually leading the group.
Watch it. I'm in control.
And I've had somebody before, like,
laying hands.
They're outside and maybe crank up a weed eater or something. They don't realize that they've unmuted. Because there's people that'll join that's out working and doing things. But I've never had anybody up until this point get to where they're talking and don't realize it. Uh-huh. I usually have time to shut it down before it gets there, but I have had some noises and stuff going on but I've never had anybody. Yeah, that's happened.
If we all get stuck in some kind of Zoom meeting, not that we are, I'm going to act like I don't know mine's off, and I'm going to be saying stuff, and I'm going to do it on purpose, though. So I'm going to act like I don't know it.
Oh, really?
This guy's a moron, stuff like that. Yeah.
It's kind of been innocent fun. Up to this point that I've been involved with, but I am waiting for that unmuted mic where it's like, oh boy,
when you're just trashing somebody,
or something's going on, and or you're talking to your wife and nobody else needs to hear it,
that. Where your mind's going?
To your point, last night,
I'm sitting there.
There's three kids.
Hey, I'm on a call. Let me get off the call. You know that thing.
Let's have our own Bible study.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm in here.
Let me put the phone right here.
Stop it. But you know that's out there.
Oh, yeah, it's out there.
Oh, you're home. You know.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I see you're wearing my button down. You know, something about that. I don't know.
All right.
Y'all stop.
Y'all.
I'm just saying
y'all stop.
I'll cut it out.
All
I'm saying is if we went to those phones right there that are unscreened and there's no way I'm doing
why?
It.
Why?
That's out there.
That's joy.
You know what's out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Zoom stories, call 866. We be big.
Yes,
don't leave
sir.
A thing out.
Nope. We will not dump it.
I'm
I
on
promise.
This stupid call, honey. Let me hang up. Daddy's home.
866.
Look at my new drawers.
He got his coffee, man. It's just the way you said it.
Hey, look, here's the line, and here's Greg.
Go with them calls. Don't be scared of them.
It's not going to be good.
Nah, it's not.
I'm gonna have a little.
You can't dump it.
What do you mean?
It's rule.
866, we be big. Let's go to 706 in the house. 706, what's up?
Man.
Oh, he hung up. Okay, or she. 205, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? Y'all doing all right this morning?
No, not really, but go ahead.
Hey, y'all remember the movie The Naked Gun with Leslie Nielsen?
Oh, yeah. Can you forget that?
Went to the bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah, that was funny.
That's what this is. Yeah, I mean, he didn't know he was broadcasting.
I love stuff
you know?
Like that. I may be the biggest fan of stuff like that.
I know. You or something else. 334, what's up?
Hey, I'll try and keep this as PG as possible, but apparently on the Zoom meeting I saw on a video of, there was a guy who was particularly enamored with one of the female callers in the video, and he tried to turn it off, but he didn't turn off his video, and he went and got a bottle of lotion.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
He made that up.
Okay.
See, this is why I didn't want to take these calls.
Well, keep
this
taking.
This is all. Phones this is on the two up. Of you. You two little
we
blue
didn't,
shirt
he didn't
staff
say anything
people.
That nobody. We got it.
You
move
got
on.
It, you cut him off.
Let's go to 205. 205.
Be ready.
What you said? I can't dumb. 205.
Hello. Hey, what's going on this morning, guys?
Oh, not much. What's happening with you?
You know, not enough, but I'll work on that later. Greg was talking about people telling the truth. I love it, too, when they say, I'm just telling the truth, you know, while the kids are around or something. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of believe you don't tell the truth sometimes in front of the kids right now.
Yeah.
But also, the only time you would tell the truth is if the truth is being lied about. Then we got to tell the truth.
There you go.
Pretty good rules he came up with.
All right, I am a nervous wreck over here.
256,
turn your radio down, please. 256, you're live.
Turn your radio down, baby.
All right, you got me now.
Yeah,
they got you.
I didn't want to change the subject, but I was wanting to let Speedy know about that. Them pavers and that concrete that he's wanting to do on that 7x10 area.
You don't think he can't lay some? Go ahead.
Well, listen, if you go concrete, a concrete guy could come in there in probably a day's time and form that up and pour it for you that day, all in one day. But now if you do pavers, you need to get your pavers, probably about 15 to 18 bags of sand, and have your 2x4 and some batter boards up, and just you knock it out in about a week and a half. I mean, about a day and a half.
What's that concrete going to run me, you think?
Probably about $75.
No, I mean, for I mean, labor and
somebody else to do it.
Total cost.
You're probably looking about, I'm going to say in the area about $300.
Axel.
Man, I will jump at that for $300.
I need you to send me the guy that does it for that.
Hey, I need you to come on down, big guy.
Well, I mean, I could do it. I'm up here in Huntsville, but I could do it.
Heck,
I mean,
yeah. Well, you need to email me. Speedy
for that price, I'll pay you travel.
I'll pay you gas. Everything is
he'll let you
saying.
Spend the night. He'll make him cookies.
Speedy at rickandbubba.com.
I don't want to change the subject or anything, but...
Greg.
Well, we had a subject going. Also, we're finishing concrete.
Well, we just it's just a
that's
little,
fine. It's
little
a
layover.
We can't help it.
Yeah, 256.
He was thinking about it from yesterday. Yeah. He's wanting to help.
Right. Go ahead. Take a sip. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Oh, not much. Trying to keep Greg under wrap.
Okay.
There was recently a story, and it actually was put out by a school system. I don't recall, maybe Florida, where they had to send a letter out to all the parents requiring them to wear clothes when their kids were doing remote learning.
Oh, gosh.
You had a bunch of sickos that tried to act like, ooh, I accidentally walked in front of it. Yeah, you had a lot of that.
Well, first of all, you walking around like that in front of your kids.
Weird people.
I did threaten Maddie one time. This is back during the spring. I said, don't get mad at me if I come rolling through with shirtless right there, because she would set up right between the coffee and where I would walk, and she didn't like that at all. I didn't do it. But,
what if you yanked your shorts in your crack and had no shirt and walked by?
You always go right there, don't you? Right down that little area.
Funny thing.
You see the new. I know you're big on TikTok, Greg.
Yeah, I love it. I don't even know what it is, but
and I see the new TikTok thing now. You know, what's you
that?
Always got to have something out.
Oh, really?
Is that during the Zoom classes to fake a kidnapping and see just to see how the other students and the teacher will react? And so that's the new trend now. Okay. I got to fake my
own kidnapping. You've let it out of the bag, man. Well, you're in the surprise.
You know, I'm still trying to figure out why, because that TikTok's up for sale. Oracle's supposed to buy it.
Yeah, don't stop.
We're banning it from
I don't understand all that.
But why is Walmart involved?
Are they?
Walmart is gone in with Oracle to purchase it. Why would, if you're Walmart, why would you want anything to do with this?
I keep trying to get in the argument on even why we care, and I just can't.
And you just can't, can you, Greg? 706, what's up?
I don't care.
Zoom fails. Bring it.
Or Speedy's concrete. You got any on that?
I'm taking one more, and I think that I should just listen to myself right now. Yeah. 256, what's up?
Hey, talking about the Zoom, my daughter is partially deaf, and she has to wear a hearing aid, and it's the teacher has to wear a Calm Pilot. It's kind of like a microphone.
Palm Pilot?
No.
But that's not what he
said.
What did he say?
Calm Pilot.
Calm Pilot.
Yeah.
It's a microphone.
So you got him with a palm.
Yeah. So my little girl comes home one day, and she's like, "Daddy, the teacher went to the bathroom, and she never turned her comm pilot off.
Oh, my goodness.
And she let the loudest fart ever."
That is so funny.
Oh, my goodness. That's Major Dave.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That call went completely different than you thought it was.
Funny.
Craig.
I'm reading you got him with a palm pilot.
I thought you had to
Is
ride
that
him.
A palm pilot? What's that?
He had him back in the 90s with a palm pilot.
You got to do what works best.
All right, we'll take That's a break funny. And we will move on. I can tell you that.
Thank goodness.
Here on the kickoff hour, Rick and Bubba join us after top of the hour. You got Eddie Van Adler, I'm Speedy, Greg Burgess, Michael Helms, the Good Time Gang.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It is 9 minutes until top of the hour. Thank you for tuning in to the Rick and Bubba Show's kickoff hour. Rick and Bubba join us after top of the hour, and Rick will be sitting in here with us. He's in studio, so look forward to that. Willamette is in play today. It could spin. Rick and Bubba University's podcast today with Rhett Walker. It will publish on Saturday morning, and so be looking for that. Look forward to catching up with old Rhett. Plus, we have a lot to talk about today in the news. You know, there's nothing worse than old stank breath. You've talked about it, Greg. It's out there.
Yes,
TheraBreath products will help you with that. With masks, now you can smell your own breath more. So a lot of people that didn't know they had stanky breath now know. Your kids might come home from school complaining about it, or you just might be feeling the same way as them. So check it out right now, TheraBreath.com. You can go there and find TheraBreath products. They're also at 100 different retailers across the nation, including Walgreens, Walmart, CVS, Target, Publix, Kroger, Winn-Dixie, and more. But you can also buy it directly online at TheraBreath.com, and it comes right to you. So check them out. TheraBreath gives you the 2-for-1 benefit, as you'll have much better oil care plus some fresh breath. And so it really does work. We've used it. They even have something for dry mouth. So check it all out at TheraBreath.com or go to any of those retailers, or as always, go to RickandBubba.com and look under the sponsors button. All right, so we're hopping around a little bit. We've kind of gotten off on a trail here this morning with Zoom calls, but we've had fun with it.
We have. I've got a question for y'all. Yeah. So I'm going through the news sources. Don't get on the socials anymore because of the it was just the last straw with the social dilemma. But I'm seeing here USA Today. I'm sure some other folks have picked it up too. I just want to know where y'all at on this. So evidently, 44 Barack Obama. Posted something yesterday on his Twitter account.
Yeah.
And this is what it said. All right, let's try something new. If you're in the United States, send me a text. He gives a phone number. It's a Chicago area code. I want to hear how you're doing, what's on your mind, and how you're planning on voting this year. I'll be in touch from time to time to share what's on my mind, too. Do people really think that's him? Like, is there somebody out there today going, Wobby dog?
He gave his phone number.
I can just text him, and he'll respond.
Right.
The former president.
Are people that stupid?
He just gave me his own number. That ain't the phone he's toting, I can promise you that.
I just wonder, I mean, are we really living in a society where there are people out there today taking that serious and texting him, thinking that they are, hey, I'm touching base with 44.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking with Barack, and me and him
sadly,
were discussing it.
What is sadly, going on? The answer is yes. Yeah. Sadly, that's
and here's the thing.
It is.
Speedy, I would like set one up for you like that.
And look, I'm thinking about texting him because the number's right here. And just, what's up, Barack?
What up?
And see what kind of response I get, and see. But then they got my info.
Can you
and
imagine
all that.
Some
Not
of the crazy crap they're getting?
Oh, I bet it's. I'd like to have the job of filtering through that.
Oh, boy.
But I would like to do it just to test it and see, am I going to get some blanket response that everybody gets? Or are they going to actually, like if I ask a question, are they going to respond to that question?
Yeah. Right. That is interesting. But to answer your question, do people think that that's really him?
There are people going in a kitchen today at their place of employment, and they're going to brag about how they text Barack Obama.
I know it. I wish LeBron James had one since we seem to want his opinion on everything that happens. Not. Maybe he needs one so we can ask him.
Yeah, we won't even get into what
he
tweeted.
We got a lot of stuff going on. Hey, I'll tell you what. Let's find out what this guy that's really good at basketball thinks about it. Let's do that because for some reason he's really good at basketball, so he must have a great opinion of everything. Mm-hmm. And what he says must be the gospel.
Never thought of it.
Why, Greg? Because he's really good at basketball. Okay, well, let's check with him. And for some reason, like I said yesterday, Alyssa Milano keeps getting a lot of – did y'all see where she called the police? You know, she's one of the fun police people, and she suspect there's some people where they bird hunting or something.
They were with a BB gun,
yeah,
I think.
And she called the police and all this.
Oh, I mean, it shut down the whole area
Anyway.
It's kind of funny here. I'm looking through some of the other stories when it comes to stuff like that. You got this new narrative too, where Trump's just not going to leave the Oval Office, and Bernie Sanders has now warned that Trump might not accept the election results.
Hey guys, if he wins, y'all aren't going to accept it,
right?
So
right.
I mean, that they act like it's a one way thing here. It's not.
Trump is out saying that the election results will probably end up at the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
yeah, both, and that's going to come from both sides.
Yeah. Just because of the situation we're in, and now you got people extending mail-in votes and what's accepted, what's not. So
they act like that if Trump wins, that they're going to go, okay, he won. No, they're not. You heard Hillary said, dude, don't concede no matter what.
Right.
I got something in the mail the other day on how to vote via mail.
Okay.
And I started to go through the process, and I thought – is it going to count if I do? Like, can I trust this?
I just thought.
Well, I'll see what this process. I put it in my little stack of stuff I have to go through every week. You know, bills and all that. I'll revisit it at some point. But
I've got a first time voter. JC is 18, so this will be the first presidential race that he's ever voted on, and so I want him to experience going to vote in person and the process. And he's gone with me just to see what it's like. Prior to this, just to not necessarily practice or whatever, but just to see what the experience is like. Did that with Tyler, and we kind of go as a family normally. Now, sometimes we're all spread out, but Tyler did real well. I know he could have done his mail-in, but he would always come home and vote, and he would find a way to eat mama's food.
Sure.
go vote on that night.
Especially if those cookies are
But JC, him being a first-time voter, we're definitely going in person.
That's a good idea to think about that.
But, I mean, that's our situation. Yeah. And plus, you know, the precinct's around the corner. I mean, it's so easy just to go do it and come home. I mean.
Yeah, mine's right across the street between here and my house. And
yeah.
And I never have to wait easy. When I go.
I don't either.
Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of you do the absentee voting, and a lot of it just because of your situation. I know, like, with my parents, they do that just because of their situation and his eyesight and what that the handle it causes there and so it's just easier for them. And a lot of you are like that.
Just thought I might go through the process so that I could be able to say, hey, I did this and this is what it's like.
Be sure.
Yeah. I'll do that every once in a while.
I don't know why. I just love going voting in person and getting my little sticker like I'm a little kid.
Sticking on your shirt. Mm-hmm. I voted.
Ooh. I voted. Look at me.
I gave blood.
You went there. It's kind of like that.
They put a sticker on.
They put it on social.
Where's my sucker?
TikTok, you don't stop.
Where's my sucker?
Yeah, where's my little sucker?
All right, that's Greg Yonan. And that'll do it for this hour. Rick and Bubba, join us.
My face is burning.
Hey, we got college football tonight, too. UAB and South
Blazer,
Alabama.
Blazer, blazer.
Yeah, and then this weekend, the SEC cranks up. So for a lot of you, football season is starting this weekend.
Miami at Jacksonville tonight in the NFL.
Yeah, how about that?
Great. I wanted his reaction.
That's exactly the NFL on Thursday.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba's in Ohio.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Pass the gravy, please.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Ooh, it brings me to my knees.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It is 6 minutes past the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. Thank you for being with us. From the broadcast plaza and teleport, we start this hour like we have started it for a long, long, long time. Ever since the attack on America on 9/11, we start this hour with the national anthem.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
We got 8 minutes past the hour. We got Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba from the Broadcast Plaza and Teleport, Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, Eddie Van Adler, the entire team. Now back inside the award-winning studios here at the Broadcast Plaza and Teleport. It's good to get a feel of the rhythm of the show again. Oh, seat number one feels comfortable. I like it. Much to do going forward today. Will of Meat is in play. Could happen today. Certainly happen tomorrow if we don't get it done today. We'll break down the stories of the day. We'll try to walk you through all this. Stories within the show, outside the show, in our country, and around the world. And your phone calls at that number that you should know now. 866-WE-BE-BIG. Barry Murdahl will be taking your phone calls today. Let's bring in the pride of Cedar Springs, Alabama. Most of you probably know him best as the Silver Tongue One. The man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza in a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and a master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussett! How about it, Bubba?
How about you, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere. Welcome back, Rick.
I see the morning sun.
Good to be back, Bubba.
I hear another train
roll by. Come on with this.
It's just another day. I have to make it through.
Let's go.
I just can't take no more. I feel lost and blind.
There's Rhett Walker, who, when he was with the Rhett Walker Band, now solo and has a brand new album out, and he will be our guest this weekend on Rick and Bubba University, the podcast. Be good to catch up and hear the story of the Rhett Walker Band and all that he's been through and where he is now as a solo artist, Rhett Walker. And if you haven't heard his new song, Good to Me, it's really, really good. I'll drop it in today during the show just for us to get a little feel of it as we get ready to record the podcast today, and you can enjoy it this weekend. Bubba, how are you?
Rick, I am good. Welcome back.
Well, it feels good to be back in one seat. I mean, it really does. I mean, just, whoo, so comfortable.
Good to have you back.
It was just, boy, y'all, I know y'all done it. That outside looking in. And then I tell you what really makes you, I don't want to use the word anxious, but I guess that's the best word. When you're sitting there and you're at the mercy of technology that you don't truly believe in, like you're thinking to yourself, I just said something. I don't know whether all of it was heard. I don't know whether I did max headroom somewhere in the middle of it. I don't know whether I'm frozen. I don't know if how this sounds. And you can't tell with the monitoring at all. You have no idea how it's all sounding. And you're trying
staring into a screen,
and
Rick.
You're trying to get in there as best you can. But and you know, like a lot of things, when something's new, you know, it starts off and it can be a little bit of fun, and then it gets old. The age of that kind of stuff is so young; it does not stay new and fun very long. You know, you get really tired of it really quick. Yeah. And especially if it could just solidify, and you could feel comfortable that it's working. You know, and again, don't misunderstand me. Our standard is probably unreasonable. Our standard is perfection. That there's never any audio dropout. There's no video freeze up. There's no anything. We don't stand for any of that. And I'm glad we're that way. But boy, it's tough to do. There's a lot of things that have to come together. It, like I said before, and I was talking to somebody that's doing all this, it was Brody doing all this Zoom stuff. He's having all of his meetings at work and doing his work and even mixing and doing the service from a computer. And he was like, wow. And I said, how would you like to sit down and let 4 hours of that roll? And he said, wow, 4 hours, depending on this for 4 hours. I said, oh, yeah, try that. And he was like, no, that's a long time to be in the world of this. So, but I think overall we got through it relatively well.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in technology the way you want it to be and the way it really is. And, you know, we ran into some issues there, but at least we know what we're up against. And hopefully they'll be taken care of by the next time if we have to use it again.
Yeah, well.
You know, all indications, we're not done with this thing yet. We're probably going to have a few more days of those kind of things from some of us.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
And we'll try to be prepared.
But it's so much better than it would have been in years past.
Oh,
and, yeah. It's certainly not an indictment on how it was done, because I think it was done. And when you guys were out, the same thing. We did 5 weeks with some of y'all on location. And I think that's great. It's just y'all know because y'all have done it. It's just much better to be sitting right here.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, talking into this right here and hearing this, just – listen to that warmness. It's just all like it should be.
Yeah.
I can hear everything the right way. I feel the rhythm of the show.
Yeah.
I'll actually be able to look at the calls and see who they are.
Isn't that something?
And the rhythm of the night.
Mm-hmm. So, well, guys, a lot has happened since the last time we were together, because there's been a 24-hour circle, and, boy, a lot has happened. Breonna Taylor.
It really does. Wow.
The Breonna Taylor verdict is in. There's a response, and, of course, the response seems to be what was expected. Sadly, we have a policeman who's been shot in response to
– Two police officers.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then we had people that were trying to – I know this is difficult for some of us – explain what the law actually allows and what the laws actually are. And those people were black and white. I don't know how to break it to everybody. It wasn't that white people felt one way and black people felt another. There were people of both ethnicities that had opinions on both sides of it. So it really served us well if we'd get down to maybe a difference in ideology. But somewhere in all this, and I know this is not fun, especially in today's society, everybody wait for it, is the truth. Actually, what... And I will say this, Rick Burgess sitting here right now, and as a guy who hosts a show that has a big element of it being a talk show, I'm very uninformed on these cases, because not only are they difficult, they vary from place to place and from state to state. And so I was sitting down last night getting educated on it, because you couldn't really get educated on it because, just like the Social Dilemma documentary, a narrative took hold of it and kind of kept you from hearing any other narratives. And last night was the first time that an opposing narrative said, well, we'll have our time now.
Mm-hmm.
And by then, I've already been indoctrinated into what I'm supposed to believe.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of facts that we thought are not facts in this, as all that was rolled out.
15 minutes past the hour, so we'll try to unpack some of that today, and I know there'll be some response on that. We have other stories within the show, your phone calls, looking forward to that, and like I said, Willow Meat could spin today. So we'll continue with the Rick and Bubba Show right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba's in Ohio!
the gravy, please. Rick and Bubba,
Rick and Bubba. Ooh, 21 minutes past the hour of the Rick and Bubba show. We're back. 866 We Be Big is our number. So we'll look at some of the response last night from people who seem to know facts, a lot of facts about the case that are legal binds. And we'll play some of that back today. But the verdict is in. And now there is a response going on, and we see the politics of it all. Boy, some really, really irresponsible comments from Kentucky's governor yesterday. Wow. So some of these people sitting in these places that are trying to pander, and it's dangerous stuff, man, when you seem to.
So what did the governor say? Because I'm out of the loop on some of that happened last night, but I saw some of the attorney general.
Yeah,
who was handling that for Louisville?
Yeah, the attorney general got up and tried to, you know, be level headed. Of course, immediately the left begins to scream, "He's married to Mitch McConnell's granddaughter." Well, but that doesn't make him white, though. I mean, he's still an African American man. The point I'm trying to say is, people have different views on this and the police and people who are in the legal field.
Right.
But this narrative that this is somehow racially motivated. Mm-hmm. And it's horrible, and it's sad that Breonna Taylor had to be unnecessarily, you know, killed in crossfire, and of mistakes that were made, and then things that brought the police into her world, and it's all bad, and none of it's good, and it's not okay that she was shot and killed, but that's horrible, that's horrible enough, but then when we start saying, well, but this calls for anarchy. This calls for cities burning. This calls for policemen to randomly be shot because racist police go out and just shoot black people. That didn't happen, and there's that's not in this, because you see black people and white people who have two different views on what happened in her death involving the police. And you see it on both sides of the political aisle. So it's not and I know the new thing is that, just like they're trying with this attorney general, you know, I saw one of the people who are the rebel rousers. Well, he might be skin folk, but he's not kin folk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we get
former
all these
LA.
Hey, yeah. Listen, we get all these silly little slogans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's silly. What are you on the playground? that's a childlike comment. Okay, and it's shallow. It's about an inch deep. And it's not helping. Because if we're going to solve this problem, if we're going to take this systemic narrative of systemic racism in our country, and we've solved some problems of the past and continue to solve bigotry and racism going forward, let me tell you what doesn't help is when we start coming up with little slogans like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happens? Look, I'm going to tell you this. I'm just going to be completely transparent. And I can feel it in this room, too. Because you feel like no matter what you say, you know, no matter how hard you try to say, let's get down to what the truth of the matter is and solve the real problems, no matter what you say nowadays, if there's an opposing voice, the opposing voice just screams the same thing back to you. And you know what happens? You get fatigued with it all and just say, well, just forget it. I'm gonna go try to live my life as kind as I, you know, in a way that I think is right. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not going to get involved, because you can't really get involved, because once someone asks a question and you actually answer it, they scream at you and say, that's not that answer is unacceptable.
Well, and you know, Rick, I from the very beginning, and I we don't know how all of this is going to play out, but after the George Floyd murder and all that went with that, I think we had really a unifying spirit to get some things done.
Yeah.
On both sides of the equation. And you do have to look at both sides of the equation. But as soon as the rioting started, lost momentum. And I'm going to tell you, people can believe it or not, but I know people, I talk to people, I hear people talk all day long. We've set race relations back 30 years.
Yeah. So we have.
And there's going to be a lot of young black African-American people who are going to be looked over for jobs because owners don't want to risk having something blow up in their business.
Yeah.
Something right. go south,
yeah.
When I say blow up, and become the target of the national backlash. and they'd rather just not deal with it.
Well, you make a point.
And who wins and who loses in that?
No, you're 100% right, because I was thinking to myself when I turned, because I realized that I had not watched any news, which I guess that's why I was in such a good mood and having such a good day. And I'd you know been at a Bible study, and I was just like, man, this is just great. But then I thought, well, I better check, because I know there's backlash on the Breonna Taylor verdict, and let me dial over here and see what's going on. And when I saw it, I thought the same thing you did, Bubba, because it's horrible and it's sad, and there's flawed people that everywhere. Of course, this thing, and I see today that Colin Kaepernick's going to weigh in on abolishing the police, which is lunacy, absolute lunacy. And catch yesterday's Bible study, too. I'm telling you, there's a spiritual component to all this that we really need to be paying attention to.
Yep.
But, so, I thought what you did, Bubba, I said, okay, what if you're a person that says, I want to invest in downtown Louisville? And you go, okay, so, not only are there people willing to burn the city where my business would be, if things don't go their way, or they get into a narrative that they think is true, whether it is or not. And then when that happens, the governor of the state is basically going to say, let them burn and let them do whatever they want to do, because there's been over 400 years of systemic racism, and we can't understand what they're feeling, so let it burn.
And your actions are going to give you about another 50 to 60 of that.
Yeah, and you go, well, okay, so there's no law and order if I go there. And if someone decides, for whatever reason, whether it's true or not, that my business somehow burning it is the way to say we want justice, I don't know how they've come to that conclusion, but somehow they think that's it. Then the governor of the state, and then if you're in a have a liberal mayor, or if it's a mayor of a city, we've seen this in Portland and other places, they're just going to let it burn and not even allow law enforcement to do their job. Bubba, who in their right mind is going to invest and bring revenue to that city?
Rick, this is one of the most self-defeating agendas I think I have seen in modern time. You're talking about cutting your nose off to spite your face. I was talking to some people who deal with real estate. And in several states up and down the Eastern Seaboard, the demand for homes for people from New York is unprecedented.
Yeah.
They're fleeing New York like a mass exodus out of Egypt.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll let you hear a clip last night from one of the legal minds that was trying to break this down.
Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Morgan Freeman. Fact of the matter is, the Rick and Bubba Show was something I could not do without. Ah, yes. Changing the landscape of radio forever. Rick and Bubba.
Bring it in. 35 minutes past the hour. Speaking of security, now more than ever, simplysafebubba.com. Would you like to get a free HD camera? We can handle that. Got a great offer for you right now. I think you'll agree. Most security companies, when you get out there, you get trapped into high prices. Some of these contracts, a little tricky, a little hidden fee there. Plus, what about in the old days? You had to wait for somebody to come in and install it. That could be intrusive. We think we'll be there between 12 and 6 today. Thanks. I got nothing to do. Thanks. But now, SimplySafeBubba.com, they send you the security system that you design. You put it up yourself in less than an hour. You're monitored for $15 a month. You're not in any kind of contract, and you can blanket every single room. And right now, if you use our URL, you go to simplysafebubba.com, you're going to get a free HD camera with whatever security system that you design. It's been voted best overall of 2020 by U.S. News and World Report. There's a link as well at rickandbubba.com under the sponsors button. All right, so, and we're not going to spend the entire show on it. It may come up with callers later in the program, but it is a big deal, and there's a lot of unrest in Louisville today, as expected. We have two police officers that have been shot amid Breonna Taylor protest. The suspect is in custody. Colin Kaepernick says that this is the white supremacist institution of policing stole Breonna Taylor's life, and it must be abolished.
for the safety and well-being of our people. Abolished, not defunded, not any of that. That means it just we're going back to we're going to govern ourselves, which, by the way, that would have been the days of Noah, to our Bible study yesterday. So those are some things that are going on in Louisville.
Or, Rick, the modern-day example of Somalia.
You're correct. And Louisville University canceled classes today. And, Bubba, you know what they did? Are you ready for this? They urged students to channel their feelings. So that's kind of where you are overnight. But let's talk about what the ruling, where it came from. And so we have a
facts.
Courtesy of Laura Ingram, Aubrey Williams. Aubrey Williams is a defense attorney. He actually was the president of the Louisville NAACP. So he says, you'll hear him, that he is a Yellow Dog Democrat. However, he also is a legal mind and understands the law. And so here it is, and we'll just let Aubrey Williams tell you in his own words, as a well-respected lawyer and certainly not some white conservative, how this all was laid out and why the ruling was what it was. Here it is.
And we'll stay on all those stories. Joining me now to unpack all of this is Aubrey Williams, defense attorney and former Louisville NAACP president. Aubrey, your credentials as an attorney, a member of the community, speak for themselves. Why do you feel that in this case, no murder charges were warranted by the grand jury?
If you don't mind, let me say at the outset that what I'm about to say today is what I've said to the New York Times, Washington Post, Huffington Post, Courier Journal, and other outlets. It is no different. Now, I was asked in the very beginning, and I said on the front page of the Courier Journal that, number one, the no-knock warrant and the action of the officers were not illegal. They were consistent with the law. We have to understand, I said to the public, that the officers were acting under the Fourth Amendment, which says that no warrant should issue less by probable cause. They stated probable cause to a judge who signed the warrant because she trusted the good faith explanation of the police officers. They then did what they were directed to do. They had no alternative. If they had not gone to the house to serve the warrant, they would not have been doing their job. As a matter of fact, they would have could possibly have lost their jobs.
Well, Aubrey, what you see in reaction to this decision by the grand jury are statements from a number of people who are very upset. And I understand that they're upset. And we have a young woman who's dead. And it was a tragic set of circumstances, and it was awful. But we also have statements made that are inflaming an already horrific situation. And Louisville's been through so much in the past 6 months, like so many American cities, but even worse with the riots and the damage and the burning and the they've been through so much, and it seems like it's only getting worse. Because a lot of people, they don't understand the law, they don't know the law, and they think the instant reaction is, this is the product of a racist system, the system's racist, so it has to be burned down. And that's what we're hearing tonight from people who are on the streets. You have to burn down the system because it's a racist system. To that, what do you say?
Well, as I've said at the outset, I am a criminal defense lawyer, right? I have spoken to the Fourth Amendment with respect to the actions of the officers and the judge. Now, if you ask me to get into what the people are doing, first off, let me add very quickly, in addition to being a criminal defense lawyer for almost 50 years and president of the NAACP, I am a Yellow Dog Democrat. I was President Jimmy Carter's lawyer for both his Kentucky campaigns. I have a reputation for being outspoken. I call it the way it is. the lawyers, the cops rather, were doing their jobs. They had a no-knock warrant. Whether the, even though the attorney general said they did not act on the no-knock warrant because they knocked, that's irrelevant. They had a no-knock warrant and they did not have to knock. And when they entered the apartment, they were shot at. One of them was hit. They had the right and were justified in defending themselves. As I've said many times before, it's unfortunate that this young lady was killed. And I grieve for her. Many of us in this community grieve for her. But reacting the way that the citizens or the people acted tonight in shooting those officers is absolutely, absolutely wrong. There should be no sympathy for them who did that. That is not the way of Dr. King. That is not the way of John Lewis. That is not the way of the vast majority of the African Americans in this city. Those who have fought against racism, systemic racism in this city, in this state, in this country. They do not support that kind of behavior. I do not support that behavior. I am also a minister.
Aubrey, yes.
They ran out of time there, but you get the gist of what he's saying.
Yeah.
And he was about to go and talk about that he's a minister as well. He's saying the law allowed all of this. It's unfortunate that she was shot in the middle of what happened. But the attorney general charged the officers with the things that he could charge them with according to the law in the Fourth Amendment, period.
Yeah.
And even though they knocked, he said they had the no-knock warrant. They didn't even have to, according to the judge that okayed that warrant that they asked for. And they asked for that warrant because they were investigating people that, unfortunately for Breonna Taylor, she was indirectly involved in some cases. Not that she was doing anything, but she was around people and had relationships with people that brought the police into her life, and they had what they needed to have legally. And when they knocked and went into that apartment, they were starting to be fired upon, and they returned fire. And unfortunately, she was killed. I mean, I'm not trying to oversimplify it in the crossfire of what was going on.
So a lot of the things we heard to begin with, it was the wrong address. They shot him in the bed. All this was not correct information.
It was kind of taking some of the facts and saying that doesn't sound as good as I want it to, so I'm gonna make it sound a little more severe.
Right.
Look, it's bad, and there were officers that were fired, removed, and have been charged. But the murder charge wasn't there because, as you heard, Aubrey Williams, former NAACP president of the Louisville chapter, Yellow Dog Democrat, Jimmy Carter's lawyer when he was running for president for the state of Kentucky, a criminal defense lawyer, and he says this is not this response. First of all, they didn't do anything. They were charged with what they should be charged with. And he said, is anybody ready to say that that's, you know, some white conservative that doesn't know what we've been through, man? It's not. And he's saying this is not the way of Dr. King. Now, I will say this, to credit to Dr. King's son, did not – his comments were surprising to me last night. But that's from Aubrey Williams that's talking about it from a legal standpoint.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hey, everybody, this is Keith Urban, and you're listening to Rick and Bubba.
It's 9 minutes to the top. Rick and Bubba Show, Will of Meat in Play. Today or tomorrow could happen. Yesterday's Bible study is archived and available now. And then coming up this weekend, Rick and Bubba University, the podcast, will interview Rhett Walker. He's got a brand new album. You know, the Rhett Walker Band came out. We got fired up. They kind of disappeared for a while. Rhett is back. We'll talk to him and get an update on his life and his new album. That'll be coming out this weekend.
Bubba, you and I, you called me into your office today, and it was good to be back in my office near you so we could, you know, talk about and solve all the problems of the world.
Yep.
Sometimes we're both sitting down, and we'll just shout to the walls. Sometimes one of us will get in the hall, walk down to the other. And you said, you got to come. Have you seen this? And I walk over in this 10-second video we're about to look at of Nadler. Guys, I know we've had the thing where he pulls his pants up around his neck and all that, but
look,
Nadler's
Rick,
turning into some sort of like little creature or something. It's something
I just don't know about getting the wallet out of your back pocket by reaching over your shoulder.
No, I just don't know
if that's the way you need to go.
No, it's not good.
Yeah, we were sent this clip, and several people said, looks like he had the same problem Speedy had on the way to the Titans game.
I know, that's kind of what it
looks like. He's had an accident here, but so check this clip out and see what. Yeah, Nancy's talking, I think.
Okay, all right.
Hey, y'all, I just don't think he's got.
Look, Greg, just do not take your eyes off him.
Oh my God,
Greg,
but part of preserving our democracy.
Greg.
With that, I'm pleased to yield to the distinguished chair.
Y'all, that's
when did this happen? Is this recent?
He can't walk. Is what it is. Is I mean, he's
like y'all said, he's doing that circus midget walk where he's got Greg, his butt cheeks squeezed together.
Greg, don't say that.
You know, like
that.
He's got to go to the bathroom.
I'm going to be in another call today because of you. I am telling them to call you. I'm giving them
circus
your cell phone
person.
Number.
Directly to Greg.
Circus little
Greg
person.
At.
I'm sorry.
I've been better about that.
You have?
Well, let me just tell you this. You weren't today.
Right up till then.
But you know what I'm talking about? When you got to go to the bathroom.
I've been better about that.
He's holding court.
That's what it looks like.
It does.
Not in the coffee shop,
yeah,
Greg.
He's having to move sideways, and he didn't have his balance.
Jerry is in that bad a shape.
Yeah, God love him.
That's ridiculous.
Go home. Another Democrat can have your seat. You're not going to lose anything. But if you're in that bad a situation, you don't need to be at Congress. We can get by without you.
Don't you think he needs someone to like help him walk a little bit?
Yeah, help him.
You know what I think they're going to do with him? Can I tell you what I think they're going to do with Jerry Nadler? They're going to have him walk near Biden so we start thinking Biden looks great.
That's right, because he did. He made Biden look like a sprinter.
Now, he can always walk like that. You remember during the impeachment hearing, I mean, he got up and beat Shifty Shift to the microphone one time. You remember they were like racing to the mic to get that closing statement in.
I think it was a small stage in him moving to the side. He couldn't.
You don't think something is happening, and as Greg gave
it looks like it's a cleanup on aisle six.
You're right. Do you think he's trying to... He's trying to keep the train
from
running.
That's what it looks like.
Good. Because it looked like the train was coming on into the station.
Yeah. I think everything's on the table.
Is that old or recent? What was
it? I don't know. I know that I can't believe what I'm seeing.
It had yesterday's date on the video, but who knows?
Guys, there's so many weird things going on right now.
It's hard to keep up with.
No, and we'll look for another one. This thing of Nancy Pelosi stopping and
good morning
and saying good morning. Good Sunday morning.
What's that?
And some of the things that Biden keeps saying. And by the way, we're chasing down another one. I saw, and it was just bizarre. And now this thing with Nadler, look at him moving around like some sort of...
We had the Senate report come out on Hunter Biden.
Oh, yeah.
And that has been crazy. And of course, that's going to be more and more questions. You know, Hunter Biden, who has absolutely no skill in some of these jobs he's getting in foreign countries, being paid millions of dollars, I wonder why.
Right.
Is he influencing pop, you think, when he was in a key position like vice president?
Well, but now look, I'll tell you one thing. You showed me footage, though. Average Joe don't want to talk about it.
Mm-mm. Well, he was asking, and the guy just said, look, this looks suspicious to a lot of people. So what do you say? How do you put this to bed? And he said, have you asked Hunter about it? He said, no, I didn't ask him.
This ain't about believe.
No. He said he got the job. I didn't even know he had the job. He's a grown man, and I don't know what he's doing.
All right, so
that's your answer after all this is blown up.
Let me tell you, Aviator. This goes back to I don't mind disagreements. What I get offended by, maybe it's pride, is being treated like I'm an idiot. So we believe
come
that
on, Flying Dutchman. Let me quote Joe. Come on, man.
Come on, man. So if I was, you know, the vice president of the United States of America,
right,
and one of my children went to work in the Ukraine, I don't know what's going on.
I have no idea that he has been made rich. He has no oil and gas background whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he is put on a board of directors where he's making a six-figure salary just for showing up.
Now, don't forget.
And now apparently getting millions of dollars from some lady in Russia, and tied into prostitution and human trafficking.
Bubba, I hadn't heard that one.
That's in the Senate report. Yeah. We're not. This is not. Rush didn't make this up. This came out of the Senate yesterday.
Hannity went nuts on it last night. He's like, this ought to ruin his Joe Biden's presidency run right now.
Well, but it won't.
But it won't. It won't.
But back to, we don't care about this stuff anymore, guys. Y'all don't understand. Right now, I know this has been worn out, but I have to say it every time. In modern times right now, I don't know that Watergate would even make the Saturday version of news.
Yeah.
I don't. Watergate, no, people Greg, be like.
But, that was but, nothing.
Yeah, Watergate, this country at one time cared about Watergate so much that a president had to leave.
Yeah, resign. Yeah.
Okay. Watergate, we get Watergate just over the 24-hour news cycle. When one of the political parties has done something there was a time these things would just be the end of you in politics, and they don't mean anything anymore. I think you can stay in there really doing anything now. Our standard is just extremely low. But the Democrats are like turning into some sort of I hate to use this comparison, but you remember, and we laughed real hard about it on the air. Do you remember when the Celtics fielded that team of just
– Some of the strangest looking people that ever walked the planet. Yeah.
And they got out there and they fielded a team of just ghouls and goblins. I mean, it was just a bizarre-looking team. The Democratic Party's got some weird old people in it. I mean, it's got some strange stuff going on. And some of them are so old it needs to be over, and they're trying to hang on, and they just don't have the faculties to keep doing it. And they're just clinging. It's like they're just dug in.
Thank you, Adler.
Yep.
Love little videos he throws up. That was Adler walking by again.
Yeah,
he was walking fine then.
Maybe something.
I don't know.
Maybe there was something to this other possibility. I mean, he looks like he's walking pretty good right there.
Was it a Mexican lunch or what?
Got a little limp.
Yeah, he's got some issues there. Yeah,
well, so do I. But that other thing, that's completely different.
I mean, we're going.
Yeah, I got nothing to say about people walking. I mean, I'll limp out of here to the restroom here in this break. But that looked like I was trying to. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So we'll come back and unpack that. And if we can find,
have you seen Rob Reiner's comments?
Yes, that's a good one.
Keep in mind, a guy who got famous because the name of his character was Meathead.
Right.
He says in 42 days we will arrest the killer. Talking about Trump.
I don't think so.
Trump, what's that even mean?
Greg,
I don't mean
nothing. He's a killer, Greg. Hey, the initial estimates on COVID was 2.2 million.
Rick and Bubba.